This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's tallest building looked like it was headed for foreclosure, but the landlords just worked out a deal to avoid a default on the mortgage. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Republic Plaza, an icon of the Denver skyline, has fallen on hard times as the rise of remote work empties out downtown office buildings. The property lost hundreds of millions of dollars in value because of rising vacancies. But the new deal with lenders gives the building's owners until March 2026 to turn things around, sparing the city a psychic blow as downtown struggles to recover from the changes brought on by the pandemic. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Home buyers in Colorado Springs are seeing a slight increase in prices. Single-family homes in the state's second-largest real estate market sold for a median price of $485,000 in June. That's up 10 grand from the month before. Similar homes in Denver County are selling for well over $650,000. Meanwhile, in Eagle County, a judge there ruled the town of Vail can take over land owned by Vail Resorts, ending a long-running standoff between the city and its largest employer. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
The resort giant wanted to build an affordable housing complex on a plot along I-70, but the town argued that would hurt the bighorn sheep in the area. The two weren't able to agree on a solution, which left the issue to the courts. The recent ruling means the town can take possession of the land for public use, putting an end to the plan for workforce housing on the site. A spokesperson for Vail Resorts says the company respects the court's decision. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Come find these stories and more at CPR.org. Coming up next, it's fresh air. Rain is possible this evening along the Front Range. Stay here.